This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My friends aren't perfect, but how do I make them better? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All of us have been there. Some of us are still there. You have friends you've grown up with your entire life. But there's just one problem. They're having an effect on your iman, a negative effect on your faith. They're having an effect on your relationship with your family and other friends as well, but especially your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you do in a situation like this? Well, brothers and sisters, the first point. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that we are on the path of those whom we choose as friends, those whom we befriend. Listen to the wording. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is literally saying you are who your friends are. So if you start to see those negative qualities of your friendship circle, it's starting to manifest in your own life, then there's just one option here. You have to find new friends. If you're in a position where you can influence, encourage, give some advice, give some direction, if you feel like you're in a position to do that, and inshallah the results are there, or you have a genuine friend that's willing to listen, that acknowledges that he or she has these issues, then that's really up to you. If you feel like you have what it takes, that you can start to encourage them to do the right thing, to live the right way, and say the right things, and not have a negative impact on your faith, go for it. Perhaps it's an opportunity. But if you don't, and it's literally because we've been friends for so long, you've got accustomed to these habits, and others have had to point out, look, you started dressing differently. Started talking differently. You used to pray on time all the time, but now you're missing your prayers because you're always hanging out with them. That's an indication that perhaps it's time to find new friends. And that's not a bad thing, brothers and sisters. We are not required to accept and befriend every single person we come in contact with. At the end of the day, there should never be any animosity or hatred for anyone in our heart. So at the end of the day, if the friendship doesn't work out, that's okay. For the one who leaves off something for the sake of Allah, Allah will always replace it with that which is better. So you win all around. When you leave off something that's affecting your iman for the sake of preserving it, not only does Allah give you back more in return, but Allah will replace those friends with friends that are more pleasing and better for you, and ultimately your relationship with Allah. And yes, brothers and sisters, the best friends are the ones who are believers, who remind you and keep you close to Islam, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's okay. If you find yourself in a situation where that friendship circle or those members of that circle is having a negative effect on you, you know what to do. It's just a matter of finding the courage, the strength to have honest conversations. And you know something? If they're your real friends, they'll at least understand where you're coming from. They may not agree, but at least understand and hopefully respect your decision. And inshallah ta'ala, the rest is history. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. Allahumma amin.